Blog Talk Radio.
Invite the presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name. You are the power, and the glory forever.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Get them radio, God in the midst, Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Amen, amen. So, you know, I'm excited about what God is doing today. Hallelujah. And you know what? We do need one more ram in the bush today. If anyone's available here online to pray with us, we would love for you to press your number one key, and you will be the third person to pray in tongues. Hallelujah. So if you're available to pray in tongues, press your number one key. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord Father, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We bless you. Hallelujah. You are the Holy One. You are the glorious One. You are the true and living One. We thank you that your word says that if two or more gather together in your name, there you are in the midst. Thank you for being in the midst today, Lord God, moving by your spirit, touching every household, every person who's listening right now, and those who will listen in the future. And we just say, Lord, have your way. Our hearts are open to you. Our minds are open to you. Our whole being is open to you. Lord God, use us for your service today and always. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So the ones that we have so far who are praying, scheduled to pray in tongues today, we have Pastor Catherine, who's going to start us off, and then we have Minister Rachel and family. And then if anyone wants to volunteer, you could be the third one. And then we have Minister Carey, who's going to be the fourth one. So if we don't get anybody who volunteers, you could text me and let me know. If we don't, I'll go ahead and pray, be the third person to pray. Praise God. Amen. So Pastor Catherine, hallelujah.
Hana la kododoko shekedede, hike dede kododoko shande, hana la kododoko shande, hana la kododoko shekedede, hike dede kododoko shande, hike dede kododoko shekedede, hana la kododoko shande, hana de kododoko shande, hike dede kododoko shande, hana de kododoko shande, hana de kododoko shande, hike dede kododoko shande, Hana de kododoko shande, hana de kesekedede kesekedede, hana de kododoko shekedede kesekedede, hike dede kododoko shakarada, hana de kododoko shekedede, hana de kododoko shekedede, hana de kododoko shande, Ike de de kododoko sheke de de ke sakarara. Hana la kododoko shande. Ike de de kododoko shande. Hana de kododoko sheke de de ke seke de de. Hana la kododoko sheke de de ke sakarara. Hana de kododoko sheke de de ke seke de de. Ike de de kododoko shande. Ike de de kododoko shande. Ike de de kododoko shande. Hana de kododoko shande. Hike de de kororoko shande. Hana le kororoko shande. Hike de kororoko shande. Hana de kododoko sheke de de. Hana la kododoko sheke de de. Hana de kororoko shande. Hike de kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shande. Hana la kororoko sheke de de. Hana de kororoko shande. Hiara la kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shande. Ike de de kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko sheke de de. Hiara la kororoko shande. Ike de de kororoko shande. Hana le kororoko shande. Hana da kasa kadada. Hiara de kororoko sheke de de. Hiara la kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko sheke de de. Hana la kororoko shakadada. Hana de kororoko sheke de de. Hana la kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shakarara. Hiara la kororoko shande. Hana la kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shande. Hana la kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shande. Hana la kororoko shekedede. Hana la kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shekedede. Hike de de kororoko shekedede. Hana la kororoko shande. Hike de kororoko shande. Hike de kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shakarara. Hana wada da kashakarara. Hana de kororoko shandare. Hike de kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shande. Hiada la kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko sheke de. Hike de kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shande. Hana la kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shande. Hike de kororoko sheke de. Hana la kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shande. Hana la kororoko shekai de ke sheke de. Hike de kororoko sheke de. Hike de kororoko shande. Hike de kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shande. Hike de kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shande. Hana la kororoko sheke de. Hana la kororoko shande. Hike de kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shande. Hana la kororoko shande. Hike de kororoko shande. Hana da kashakarara. Hana la kororoko sheke de. Hana de kororoko sheke de. Hana de kororoko sheke de. Hana de kororoko shande. Hike de kororoko shande. Hike de kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko sheke de. Hana le kororoko shakarara. Hana le kororoko sheke de. Hana la kororoko shande. Hike de kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shakarara. Hana la kororoko shakarara. Hana de kororoko sheke de. Hana de kororoko sheke de. Hana de kororoko shakarara. Hiara la kororoko shande. Hana le kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko sheke de. Hiara la kororoko shande. Hike de kororoko shande. Hana la kororoko shakarara. Hana de kororoko shande. Hike de kororoko shande. Hana de kesheke de kesheke de. Hana la kororoko shakarara. Hiana le kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko sheke.
Omosi tiana masaya. Ehirere shana mahaya. Enerisi yana masaya. Oyana masaya. Anamashandara sitoro yana masaya. Oro no mahaya shandere sitiara mahaya. Ora rahshama. Ikai rahmasa. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I don't Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yeah, yeah, don't see the Messiah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're glorious, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Oh, dear Messiah. Yeah, no, my shanda, oh, me, see, the Messiah. Hallelujah. Hey, Runa Namashanda Rosi Namashande, Eti Namashande. Ikayanto Namashanda Rotata Namashanda Rosi Tina Mashandea. Hallelujah. I am Namashamia. I am Messiah. Ikayanamase. Ianamasiah. O Namashanda Risiti Ramoshandea. Hallelujah. Ikayanamashanda Rotate Resimitianam. Ikaya
Namashandaru.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you're a Masita Roshan, Yaramahaya, Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, you're holy and you're righteous. Thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. He's worthy to be praised. Lead on the most higher. Hallelujah. Lead on the Messiah. Lord, you're the Messiah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, Adam Messiah. Ishan Darahoya. Hey, Adam Messiah. Ikai Ramase. Ramasi Ramashane, Ahaya. Oyeramasi Tare Mosandaya. Oyeramasi Ramase. Unenemahaya, Roshanamiaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ira namashanda, yes, Lord. Ira namashanda, Ira namashanda, Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, you're holy and you keep us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hira Masaya. E shanare ni ahaya ruri avia tena Masaya. E hira ramashandero hoya. E tena Masaya. Nation amaya. E arna mashandero hoya. Haya namase. E tororo siti namashandere do si namase. E karina nashana namasaya. Ayrano musi eramasaya, ayrano moshandea, eiro musi tena moshandea de mahaya, ira namasaya, enano no noshane di riti na moshandea, hallelujah, hallelujah, ira namasaya, thank you Jesus, thank you Lord, hallelujah, ira namashanda, hallelujah, eiro musi tena moshandea. Hallelujah. Oh, Yeramoshanda. Hallelujah. Nira Namasaya. Ira Namoshanda Rossi Ramasaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Eanamasi Tira Namasaya. Anamashanda Romose. I am a Sanda Ruhuya. Eanamashanda Rossi Ramasaya. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. Hey, yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hey, Messiah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. Your mercy endured forever. Hallelujah. Your mercy endured forever. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Sister Joanne. Take your mute off.
Hello?
Joanne.
You hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yamanya Mabosa, Gabogo Rorobosa. Yimanyana Rorobosa. Kabai Rorobosa. Yenomonti Rorobosa. Ambahaya Rorobosa. Yenbabachi Rorobosa. Amanyana Mosa. Kabaniya Rorobosa. Amanyana Rorobosa. Kabani.
Amani, You are worthy, worthy, worthy of all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah, 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 to your name, to your name, to your name. Now you're worthy, hallelujah. Dina no maxi kero lo bo sha. Gana lo bo sha da lo bo sha. Kira lo bo shi kero lo bo sha. Hata la lo bo si kero lo bo sha. Dina man yan yan bo da lo bo sha. Hata la lo bo si kero lo bo sha. Hata la lo bo da lo bo sha. Ni de da lo bo si kero lo bo sha. Hata la lo bo si kero lo bo sha. Nina man yan yan a lobo sha. Nina wo yan a lobo sha. Tata la lobo seek a lobo sha. Nina man yan yan a lobo sha. Hala la lo la lobo sha. Nina de lo la lobo sha. Tapa da da lo la lobo sha. Yida bobo yan a lobo sha. Kada la lo la lobo sha. Nina yan yan a lobo sha. Tada.
Yena no ma si ke la la bo sha la la bo sha ha da la bo si ke la la bo sha la la bo sha ha la la bo si ke la la bo sha la ba si ke la la bo sha ha da la ma si ke la la bo sha la la bo si na ma si ke la la bo sha ha da la la bo si la la bo sha ha la la ma si ke la la bo sha Shalala la 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 la
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And with that, we've been praying according to the will of God. Amen. And then as we go into our interpretation, Habakkuk 2 and verse 1 says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me. Amen. Amen. So that's what we want to hear now, what the Lord is saying. Glory to God, because he is speaking to us. You know, I always say as we go into our interpretation part is that, you know, interpretation is really prophecy, and we prophesy in part. So there's no big I's or little U's. It's parts. Whatever part the Lord gives to you is important, whether we know it or not. You know, we may know what the Lord is saying. We may take it and put it on the shelf until a later time. Hallelujah. But what's so important is that whatever the Lord says through you, it needs to be heard. It needs to be recorded. Amen. Hallelujah. So that we can get the full picture of what God is saying. And as I said, because we prophesy in part. Amen. So first, we're going to have those people who prayed in tongues. They're going to give their interpretations first. And then anyone else, you can press your number one key, and then you'll be able to give the interpretation that the Lord has given to you. And it's important whether you were listening, you might have heard a scripture, you might have heard a song, you might have had some thoughts of things you haven't thought about in a long time. We want to hear. What the Lord is saying through you. Amen. So all of you who prayed in tongues, make sure you mute your lines until it's your time to talk. Praise God. Amen. We're going to start with Pastor Catherine. Welcome, Pastor Catherine. Tom, I have your mic on. And I want to say the last time she was trying to talk and trying to pray in tongues at first, I didn't have her microphone turned on.
Yes, I'm here now.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Can you hear? Okay.
I hear you well.
All right. Okay, I was trying to copy a scripture here. Okay, when I was praying, I'm sorry, my phone keeps rolling. When I was praying, I heard, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And then I heard Jeremiah 29 and 11. So just one moment. For I know the thought that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you go and call unto me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me. And when you search for me with all your heart, I will be found to you, says the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all nations, and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place which I caused you to be carried away in captive. And then I just heard, rest, rest, rest. Then for Minister Rachel, I heard, you are my Messiah. Nations are mine. Then I heard, I am your Messiah. Then I heard, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives to you, I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Minister Joanne, the light of my salvation. Oh, come by here, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. No more, no more, no more. You are mine. Keep coming to me, all of you. And then the scripture. This is scripture that went with that. Come unto me, all you who are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your soul. And then, I heard, I am not a God that lies. Then I heard of Minister Carey. I'm sorry, that was something else I was trying to find. I couldn't find it, but this is what I heard from Minister Carey. Shout it out loud. And then I heard Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. I will come in to him, and he will sup with me, and I will with him. Okay, that's it for me for today. God bless you. I didn't say good afternoon, everyone. So good afternoon. There was something else. I'm sorry. There was something else. It was very, very important. But I asked Minister Rachel and her family to forgive me because I got busy. And when I got ready to write it down, I couldn't remember what I had written down. And then the Lord said, that's why you have to be still. Be still so you can hear my voice clearly. Okay. So God bless you all. Have a blessed day.
Amen. And thank you, Pastor Catherine. I know you and I were doing quite a bit today. And so we praise God. Praise God for keeping us, and hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. All right. Minister Rachel and family, your line is open.
Hi. I want to tell you guys something. I would like for you all to pray for me because I've been having some problems.
Nose bleeding and stuff.
Pains in my stomach, too. But I'm fine now. What I was going to say was, God blessed me because of what I was thinking of today. I told my mom when I was sitting down about some things, and I didn't know what it was. And God graced me to know. And I got happy. And that's all I want to say. David loves you.
Amen.
Oh, Gabrielle?
No,
amen. Oh, first.
That was Amber?
Yes.
Okay, so she's been going through, before we go any further, she said she's been going through, what, nosebleeds and stomach problems?
Yes.
But she feels okay now.
Yes.
Okay. We'll lift her up in prayer. Lord God, we join our faith together. We believe, even as we were praying, Lord God, that intercession was being made for Amber in tongues. And so we just say in agreement, Lord God, right now, we're in agreement for Amber's healing, health, and wholeness. That there'll be no more nosebleeds and all that stands for in the name of Jesus. And that her stomach, hallelujah, that as the food comes in, it'll process properly and it will come out properly in the name of Jesus. That there'll be no pain in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory that Amber is healed from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, all inside and outside as well. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Oh, and Lord God, we thank you for giving her a revelation of what she had come to you for and wanted to know. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that you give her the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. We give you praise and glory for that now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. And also I wanted to say it was so much confirmation when God had Pastor Catherine praying and everything. And it was God's will that she pray a little extra because we was already still on mute. And I forgot to press my number one key. But what God said through her, yes, he took me to Jeremiah 29:11. And he's been saying some things to me because I've been fighting through some things, and I'm just grateful that he had her to say that again, and I was just so encouraged because I would just hear the song Righteousness, Peace, Joy in the Holy Ghost. And God is my joy, and the joy of the Lord is my strength. Because I've been, you know, certain times of the year would make me feel sad and stuff like that. And I would see certain things on TV and try to avoid it, be just to, you know, avoid some feelings and stuff. Because I go through some things as a single woman, and I'm like, God, please forgive me. It's been a lot of emotional battles, and sometimes I'm very tired. I don't want to get out of bed. Sometimes, some days, I'm going to be honest, I don't want to be a mom, but I just thank God for his goodness and his love, and he shows me that there's nothing wrong with being a mom and things like that and stuff like that. Gabrielle has to read a scripture, Philippians 4, and he said, no eye have seen, no ear have heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for they that love him. And here you go, princess, to read Philippians 4. Here, princess. Here you go, princess. But you come on this side. Because we don't want to hold up. Other people have to come on, princess. I'll start reading if you're not over here. Princess, are you coming over here? Okay, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Go ahead.
With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
And the peace of God,
which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do it. And the God of peace shall be with you.
Amen.
All right, add it on. Just do it. You really have to.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And
okay. And also, Pastor Catherine said, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. So that was another one. And it was another song, but I'm trying to remember it.
Okay. Muted.
Pop that, Amber. Okay, I love you. I'll probably text it to you.
Bye-bye.
We love you all.
Love you.
I heard her. Okay. Love you all, too. Amen. Okay, now I'm going to do it. Mute it. Amen. Amen. Minister Joanne, praise God.
Good afternoon, Minister Kizzy. Good afternoon, family, royal family. You hear me?
I hear you very well, very well.
Oh, okay. Only thing I had a song, Falling in Love with Jesus, is the best thing I ever done. In his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, never disconnected. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I ever done. That's the song I heard today.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Falling in love with Jesus. All right. God bless. Thank you. And thank you
You're
for
welcome.
Being around.
Love you.
For the Rams today. Praise God.
Thank you. You're welcome. Tell Mom I love her.
Okay, I will. Thank you. You know she loves you too. Minister Carey. Your line is already open. Welcome, welcome.
Okay. With Pastor Catherine, I just heard he can. That's it, he can. And that was it. And Minister Rachel, I heard my Messiah higher. What I say, I did hear nations. For Minister Joanne, I kept hearing little phrases like I alone, higher, I am, I see you. And there was a song, Down on My Knees, at one portion of when she was praying, like, I don't know if you say a visionary or what you would say, but down, like crying out to the Lord, like down, crying out to the Lord. I can't explain it, but that's what I heard. That's it.
Amen. I'm going to say this, that part where you said, I see you.
Uh-huh.
I kept hearing that.
Uh-huh.
So you'll hear that when I tell my interpretation. And about on the knees.
Uh-huh.
I heard that, but I got a little distracted and I didn't write it down. But I definitely heard about on the knees.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, amen. Glory to God.
Okay.
This is just amazing to me. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Minister Carey. God bless.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right. So let me see. I see. And I'll say this again. If anyone else, you have an interpretation, press your number one key. I see you, Pastor Price. I'm going to open up the line for you. Just wanted to just ask anyone else, if you're getting something, please, press your number one key. And we will open up your line. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm about to open up the line now for Pastor Price. Hold on one second. I'm doing a little something here. Oh, I have your line open. Pastor Price. Welcome.
Yes, I heard you when you opened it. When you were closing Minister Rachel's and you opened mine up. God bless you all this afternoon, each and every person in your respective places. God bless you all. I heard with Pastor Catherine, send me with all of your heart to lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. Am I not your God, strong and mighty in battle? You are mine, and I am moving and fighting on your behalf. Be still and know that I am your Lord, your God, your friend. With Minister Rachel, I heard, I tell you that I am your Messiah. I do all that I say. You cannot do it all by yourself, but you can do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengthens you. I am your Messiah. Then with Minister Joanne, I heard, I tell you that I am the Lord, your God, strong and mighty in battle. The Lord of hosts is my name. I'm not a man that I should lie. Have I not said it, and shall I not do it? I am the Ancient of Days, the bright and morning star, who is working behind the scene just for you, for you. I am the Anointed One. I see you. I know. I care. I see. I see. You know, I got something written behind. I see. I can't tell what that is. I see, and then it's something written behind it, but I don't understand it. Have I not said, and shall I not do it? Let there be peace in your hearts and minds. Have faith in me, the Lord your God. It is time to go forward, to trust in me, the Lord your God, from everlasting to everlasting. I am your Lord and your God. All of my days I will wait unto my appointed time until my change comes. My change and my change comes from the Lord. Oh, my change and my heart comes from the Lord. Yeah. So, Minister Terry, be encouraged. I heard from Minister, be encouraged this day. I am faithful to promises. I'm the Lord your God, strong and mighty in battle. Be still and quiet in your mind and know that I am your Lord and your God. Today, I'm moving and working today. Yes, be encouraged. Yet will I lift the heavy loads. I tell you, I will, and I am moving and working on your behalf. Trust me, lean on me, rely on me, the Lord your God. And that's all I got. Sorry I couldn't understand my writing. It was strange. All right, thank you. God bless. I'm going back on mute.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. I know how that is when you're writing fast. Amen. Thank you. Okay. I don't see anyone else. We'll give you another opportunity. Hopefully we should be able to give you another opportunity before we finish today. So just, you know, get yourself ready and, you know, to give that interpretation. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to a previous interpretation. The Lord has said to us to bring up those previous interpretations at times. And I believe that even as we do that, we'll get more confirmations of, you know, of what he's saying to us. I really do believe that this is what we're doing right now is that the Lord is building something in us. And I'm just so blessed that people are getting more interpretations. They're becoming more and more pinpoint, accurate, because we're all in different places, you know, and so it's a blessing. Okay, so the previous interpretation, the Lord had said a couple of weeks ago or so, last month, he began to say how, he had me look up the word miracle. Now, in our all these times that we've been praying in tongues and have interpretations, I have notes. So I have over 900 pages of notes over the past couple of years. And anyway, he had me to search on the word miracle, and it's mentioned 143 times. So I'm still going through that a bit and bringing back those previous interpretations. Praise. I'll do that. I'm trying to remember that Reverend Treva has given an interpretation. I want to make sure I do that before we close today. So, here's one. Here's previous interpretation from April the 27th, 2021. And it says, miracles are in order. Stick around and you'll see the miracle, and you shall be the miracle. Love, love, love. Excuse me. Miracles happen through radical love. Shall I do it now, or shall I delay? I have so much to manifest each of you. Obey the Lord, and you shall see miracles manifest for you and your family. Lord, you are magnificent. We praise you. Hallelujah. thank you. I thank you. I praise you, Holy God. Rest and refreshing to you all, my children. Now, here's a previous interpretation from April the 20th, 2021. Beyond the natural is the spiritual. Beyond your thoughts are my thoughts. Beyond your ways are my ways. Do as I say, and you will walk in miracles every day. A window is opening. The windows of heaven are overflowing. Smile and be exceeding joyful. As the seasons change, you will see the footprints of my glory on this earth. Yes, you shall see. There is more beyond what your eyes can see, beyond what your mind can conceive, beyond what you can imagine. Amen. I think today even someone says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has the mind conceived. So, amen. Hallelujah. So, amen. Confirmation of a word that was given over a year ago. Praise God. And then the interpretations, before I go to my interpretations, let me say, Reverend Treva, Reverend Treva's interpretation for today. Glory to God. Let me get to it real quick. Okay, so the word that the interpretation from Reverend Treva is, she said, I hear the Lord saying, you must stay in my presence day and night, daily seeking my face. For I've come to answer the cries of my people. Yes, there will be many changes in this world and in each of your lives, too. Stay close to me, my word, and obey me. Your journey will be smooth, saith the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We want a smooth journey.
Amen.
Glory to God. The things are definitely changing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then with Pastor Catherine, this is the interpretation through me today. Pastor Catherine, I heard this scripture. Actually, I heard the word fragrant, and he said, find that in the Bible. And so Ephesians 5 and verse 1, this is the NIV. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Amen. And then Psalm 45 and verse 7 and 8. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. All your robes are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. From palaces adorned with ivory, the music of the strings make you glad. Amen. Amen. As I was reading that, I saw a very quick angelic presence.
Hallelujah.
Especially as I was reading the Psalm 45, verse 7 through 8.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it was just two very quick, things that I see when angels are around. So we give God the praise for that.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And then Minister Rachel and family, I heard Messiah. The nations gather. I will have my way. 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 2. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. That's 1 Corinthians. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. You must trust what I say. Trust not what you see, what your eyes see or your ears hear. Trust my word. Trust in what I say. Listen to what I say. My word is higher. I am Messiah. Pick up your feet and move. Excuse me. Pick up your feet. The more you walk in my will and my way, the more you will travel my path of righteousness for my name's sake. Amen. And then Minister Joanne, this is what I see you, and that's what Minister Carey, see you, I see you. I see what is going on in front of your face and what is going on behind your back. I see you. The things you see and all the things behind the scenes. Rest assured that I see, I hear, and I know. Be very sure and confident that the king's heart is in my hand, and I run it as a water course. How much more can I move the hearts and events of those who are around you? Rest assured, in confidence and quietness shall be your strength. Continue to seek my faith. Continue to stay in my faith. Continue to trust me, knowing that I am your God. Be still and know that I am God. Now, that came up about three times today, at least. Confirmation. As I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies, your table is spread, and they are watching me. Prepare the very best for you, right in their face. So rest assured, I am the Lord who is with you always. I will never leave you, forsake you, or fail you. When the time comes, and he had me to write this in capital letters, before this year is over, that's in capital letters, when the time comes, before this year is over, you will see there is more for you than those who are against you. Rejoice. Amen. And I think, was that Gabrielle who had the scripture that had rejoice in it? Thank you, Lord. Confirmation. Rejoice. Rejoice. Minister Carey, Isaiah 45, verse 14 in the NIV. This is what the Lord says. The products of Egypt and the merchandise of Cush and those tall Sabians, they will come over to you and will be yours. They will trudge behind you, coming over to you in chains. They will bow down before you and plead with you, saying, surely God is with you. There is no other. There is no other God. Hallelujah. And Ezekiel 27:33. The NIV, when your merchandise went out on the seas, you satisfied many nations. With your great wealth and your wares, you enriched the kings of the earth. The word merchandise in it, and that's what he said to me. He just said merchandise. Now look it up in the word. And so that's what I did. And then certain ones he had me to pick out. Excuse me. And then this is what the Lord said. New merchandise is flooding the marketplace. Beware of the merchandise that you purchase. Ask me about it. I know if the merchandise is safe or harmful. I may tell you not to buy gas at a certain gas station because the gas is tainted and will harm your car. I won't tell you the details. I will simply give you an impression to not purchase that merchandise. Trust and obey. Amen. Amen, amen. And this is what I thought about as I was just reading that. I probably shouldn't even say the store, but about 2 years ago or so, the Lord said, "Stop going to that store, and don't even go in that store and buy anything. Don't even go in there." And I said, "Okay." So I didn't go in. I think it was at least a year or more after that I heard that their warehouse was infested with rats. And, you know, and so when they were shipping out stuff from their warehouse, they were shipping out rats to their other, to the stores. And I was like, wow, God, there's no way that I could have known that. And he didn't tell me details on it. Now, I mean, I could have bought something and it could have had rat poop on it or some kind of disease or something like that on it. But it was simple as that. Don't go in that store. And now I've heard that about that particular store. And then there's another place that I used to go to all the time, and he has told me, you are not released to go back in there yet. And the last time I passed by this place, it was a line on the outside of it with people trying to get in. But to be very, very discriminating by his spirit as to what merchandise we're going to even put our hands on, you know, at this particular time. So we give God praise and glory for all of his word, all that he's saying to us and through us. Amen, amen. And he's making this picture more and more clear as we continue to walk with him. Because this really is a sacrifice of time to take this time out to be with him. And we just thank God for this opportunity to be with him. So as we get ready to close, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation so that we are ready to pray with someone else, and that could happen at any time. I've gone to the Sam's Club, and I've prayed with people to be saved the last two times I was there. And it wasn't a long distance. It was about a 5-minute conversation top, you know. And these people, two different people got saved, young men got saved. And so, you know, we see that sin is abounding all over the place. And where the Bible says where sin abounds, grace that much more abounds. And then the Bible says this, by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves? It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So even though we're seeing a bunch of sin going on, we're still seeing the grace of God manifested, and it's his grace that's getting people saved. Hallelujah. So we can just look forward to salvation happening all around and about us. And he wants us to be the laborers that's ready to jump right in and lead somebody to Jesus. Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sin. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Man, hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, whether it's today, and today in our time is Tuesday, November the 8th, 2022, But you may even be hearing this prayer, and you prayed this prayer in 2033, 2044, 2055. Hallelujah. And you are still saved. You're still born again if you just prayed that prayer. And so we pray for you right now that the Lord will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power, because now you are a child of God. You are royal priesthood, a chosen generation. Hallelujah. And we pray, hallelujah, and we thank God that you have power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power to think right, power to talk right in the name of Jesus. And when you open up the Bible and read, you'll have the power to be able to understand with a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him every time you read the word of God. And then we thank God that you will pray in your heavenly prayer language in the name of Jesus. And then we want to invite you as a child of God to go to a Bible-believing church. You can go right there in your neighborhood, and you can also part of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, where you can learn and grow with us, learn more about Jesus, learn more about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Learn more about who you are in the Lord Jesus with our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And so you can get with us by calling. You can reach us by calling 516-418-5699. And these are the times of our broadcast. On Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and that is Sunday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. On Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, who teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And I think I did say on Sunday, we're 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And so Monday is 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, this is our prayer time. And we pray in tongues. We have interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah. And that's 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And you can volunteer at any, you can volunteer in advance. Hallelujah. We have someone who said, I volunteer to pray in tongues every other Tuesday. That is so wonderful. So what, and the Lord may tell you, okay, volunteer every, you know, whatever. Hallelujah. And you can do that. You can volunteer and do it that way as well. We have someone who volunteers every Tuesday. They're just ready and available. So let us know about that. Amen. That's a blessing to all of us. And so praying in tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then the second Wednesday of every month. And guess what? Tomorrow is the second Wednesday of November. November the 9th, that's when we have our healing service, prophetic healing. So please mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, tell your family and your friends. We have experienced 65 healings already this year. Amen. And it seems like when it gets around to the end of the year, there's even more. So please let your friends, your family know about it. Tell somebody. Amen. And show up on tomorrow night, Wednesday, November the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And you know, we have our co-host, Elder Philip Harkey, and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. Hallelujah. And then on Thursday, Thursdays is our core broadcast. That's where we started from. We started on a Thursday in November 10 years ago. So we are celebrating our 10th anniversary. We have a lot of things in store, as the Holy Spirit has just been telling us a lot of things. So show up. You may have a surprise just for you. So hey, don't miss it now. And we have so many good speakers. Our speaker last week was my chief apostle, Apostle Joel David Rudolph from New Jersey. On this Thursday, we'll have Bishop Aaron McClary. If you've been on with us before, you have heard Bishop Aaron. Hallelujah. And so he's such a blessing. He's going to be with us on Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. So we're going to have a good time. And then the next Thursday is going to be Pastor Rodney Reveling. So he'll be with us. He's a young pastor. I think he might have just turned 30, and he's a preacher. And so we're looking forward to having him with us on the 17th, and then we'll even be here on Thanksgiving. And Pastor Herbert McCoy from Dallas, Texas, will be speaking. Amen. So please plan on joining us. And as I said, we'll have some surprises and we'll have some fun. So join us. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, as we get ready to close, I'm going to open everybody's line. And if you have anything that you would like to say, your line is open. If not, it's your line.
Oh, hi, the song is the Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Bless the name of the Lord, for the Lord. I was just singing. I was singing it on my bed, but now I'm downstairs in the kitchen.
Our
name, and he reigns forevermore. God wanted me to sing more to him, so this way I'm able to, and then do, you know, the nice song that you would sing. I said, please send me the lyrics to that song so I can sing it out loud and declare it in my home when the enemy try to attack me. You know, during those moments and stuff, us being single women. Yeah. And things like that, yeah. So I be needing to sing that because the Lord loves me. He's a lover of my soul, and I need to serenade him. And as I serenade him, his love comes alive in me continually, and it defeats the enemy at all times. See, the enemy is scared for me to do that. So anything in my arsenal, just sing unto the Lord. That's what I need to keep doing. So shall I always be blessed in him. All right, love y'all. May he keep y'all strong in Jesus' name. We love Pastor Mom. We love everyone that's on the line. And you go to come and keep us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Love you all, too. Love you.
I love you today, not tomorrow.
Yes, we love you tomorrow, too.
Okay, thank you. Amen. Anyone, thank you all. Love
Minister Kenzie, this is Sister Joanne.
Ma'am.
Okay, I heard the word. I see you from you and Minister Carey. Thank you for the word,
yes.
Because I've been going through something for the last 2 months in this building that somebody told a lie on me, and I'm trying to find out who told that lie on me. And God said, I see you.
Yes.
And you
all
told
right,
me to be still
right.
And know that I'm God.
Hallelujah.
So pray much for me. I'm trying to get to, I asked somebody today and, you know, two people. And I said, God, why would they say that, put my name in it, and I ain't said nothing.
Right.
So
yeah.
I heard the scripture, James 5 and verse 12. Do not lie, do not swear on the earth or swear in heaven. That's the scripture he gave me.
Okay. Amen.
So what were you going to say, Minister Kizzy?
I was going to say the first thing that came to my mind when you said that, you know, people lying on you in the building, It's a distraction.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, the enemy
okay.
is trying to distract you, because as you stay focused on the Lord and you're worshiping the Lord
uh-huh.
and everything, a
right.
lot is being torn down, even in your building. A lot of those spirits that have been
yeah.
trying to just run havoc, wreck havoc in people's lives in your building, they're
yeah.
being messed with. So now they're trying to mess mm. with you with a lie. So you know that that's
uh-huh.
from the enemy. And so
enemy,
we thank
yeah.
God right
mm-hmm.
now, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, we condemn it right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for peace beyond all understanding,
yeah.
guarding your
thank
heart
you,
and your mind, and peace all in the atmosphere in that place. God gave
thank
you,
you
that
Jesus.
Place. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You've been there
thank
all
you, Lord.
Those years, didn't have to pay anything, and now he has blessed you to be able to
yes.
continue
thank you,
on.
Lord. Thank you,
well,
Jesus.
You know, the enemy ain't happy about that, but, you know,
no.
so what? Jesus is Lord.
Yes, amen.
Amen, amen.
Apostle, too,
all
is
right.
that Minister Joanne?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that... Please call me. I think I can help
okay.
you.
Okay.
Please call me.
Okay, thank you. Okay, wait a minute.
Hold
wait.
On. Wait, wait,
okay.
wait. Don't say it on the air. Let me.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I
went there.
Sister Joanne, let me send you her phone number, okay?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right?
That'll work. That'll work. That'll work.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
I'll do that.
Minister Kizzy, I appreciate your prayer. Thank you for praying for me.
Amen.
I receive everything
you
said to me. The devil is mad and he's jealous. Because mm-hmm. all I do is pray for this building. I've covered 41 South Mountain from the fourth floor to the first of the basement. And I cover it
I
under the blood of Jesus. And I pray for people in this building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
So
Amen.
Thank you for praying for me.
Amen. And you keep doing that. Keep carry
yes,
on.
Yes, I will. I will.
Continue.
Mm-hmm.
Carry on. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Amen. Anyone else? Well, all right then. Glory to God. I'll give you just a few more moments. If there's anyone else? And I know y'all praying for Minister Joanne. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. So we'll go ahead and close in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. What a wonderful, wonderful time together.
Amen.
We bless your name, Lord God. We
thank
honor
you, Jesus.
You. We adore you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you for your touch, Lord
Hallelujah.
God. And then, Lord,
thank you,
Lord.
Lord
God, Jesus, we thank you for redeeming this time. We know that
thank
you are
Lord.
In the midst today because this time went so fast. And so, Lord God, we thank you for redeeming our time, refreshing us, renewing us, reviving us, restoring us.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.
Thank
and
you,
pray.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty and holy name.
Yes,
amen and amen. All right. Love you all. And, you know, we always end with our invitation.
Love you, too.
By Joy Bryant. Love you all.
Invite the presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name.
the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.